about to bust into some pop-up video. But beforehand, I just want to take one more time to thank the guys from Central Continental Bakery. Bill and Steve, thank you guys. Every year they come in, and we are always the first show that gets the coolest and freshest of the punchkis. Punchki Day is officially Tuesday the 13th, but you can order now at centralcontinentalbakery.com or 847-870-9500. And we want to thank Central Continental Bakery for bringing in a bunch of punchkis. And the leftover punchkis are going to go to the newsroom. So if there's anybody who's listening who is coming into work at this point, they'll be in the newsroom. So grab your punchki.
For a second, it sounded like, for you listeners.
Yeah, the listeners, come on down. And they're in the newsroom.
Hey now.
Vic's like, I don't want these people in my newsroom.
There's an occupant capacity up here.
That's true. All right. So, Esmeralda, can you believe who is in the look? Who it's? I can't. It's understand. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh look, and he's got a punchki in his mouth.
Hi,
hi guys.
Hi, Skip.
You know they say you should never eat on air, Esmeralda, but they're
so good though.
I say no to that.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, delicious. Welcome, Skip.
Why are you guys?
All right, you came here on a good morning, punchki morning.
Thank you for inviting me before the snowstorm and for the punchki.
That's right. Yes. That's right. All right. Well, this is pop-up video. This is when Esmeralda and I are quizzed about certain songs/videos. One side of the card is about the video song, and the other side is about the pop culture stuff related to it. The cats are outside. They're all ready to go, and we are here. So do we have the thing with the thing? Yeah. All right. We're all ready to go. So we are here and we're ready. Skip, what should we do now?
We shall hear a line from you, Mr. Jaleel, of Phil Collins' Take Me Home.
Oh, God.
No idea.
So take me home. Do you still remember? Take me home. Do you still remember? Take me home.
Taking a page out of your playbook there, Esmeralda.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, all I know is the chorus. That song is terrible.
Well, pop-up video doesn't think so.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I did take it, but that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
It's all I know.
I'm sure if people were tuning in right at that exact moment, they were wondering what Phil Collins is doing.
What is Phil Collins doing here?
So early.
Phil Collins is going to help with the storm. He's here to help with the winter storm.
Oh, good.
I don't know what that means at all. All right, what's next?
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Phil sings some of this song alongside an opera house with a very distinctive roof. In what city?
Sydney.
That is correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know things.
It's very impressive. You're very cultured.
That's because you watch this video over and over and over
again. I secretly love this song.
When she was away at DePaul, she had just, you know, finished having a gab fest with Dana DiLorenzo, and she's a little homesick. The internet had just debuted, so it was still dial-up, and so she had to wait. She had to wait. She had to wait.
Yeah.
And then Napster came through. And,
and then you got to watch Take Me Home 14,000 times. Yeah. You and Dana watched it together. By the way, Dana was very funny on Will and Grace. She was very funny. We're going to have her on soon because Ash versus Evil Dead season 3 premieres in a couple weeks. So my future ex-wife. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
A 14-year-old Phil Collins played the artful Dodger in a stage production of what musical?
Oliver.
That is correct.
I didn't know. I had no idea that he was in that though. What does that have to do with the song? We have not flipped.
We have not flipped. Yeah, it's about Phil Collins trivia.
Oh, okay.
Take me home.
I thought it was about the vidya. Because your question was about the vidya.
Maybe the video
Oliver's
is
looking for a home.
Yeah.
But that's not a... Okay, all right.
Well, maybe that's what the video is about.
I don't know what the video... I haven't seen the video.
There you go. It might be about Oliver.
In a million years. I mean, so, all right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Phil flew. Apologize. The Punchkeys.
It's the Punchkeys, man. Yeah. That's the problem.
Phil flew across the Atlantic to perform in which two cities on the same day in 1985? Phil flew across the Atlantic to perform in which two cities on the same day in 1985?
They don't tell you. They don't even give you the decency to give you what the event was.
They do not.
I'm going to say Berlin.
It's two cities you have to name.
East Berlin.
No. One of them is in America. Okay,
and
so
West would have just Berlin.
What did you do? Just walk up, climb over the wall?
Yeah.
He so said in the question. Different. He said he had to fly.
Well, he flew over the Atlantic.
That's not right, Esmeralda. That's not right. It's Philadelphia and London.
Oh, see, I'm thinking he's here, and he flew that way.
It was for Live Aid.
Oh.
That's why they should have, I mean, you know, if they had, if VH1 had the decency, they would have put Live Aid in there. It would have helped her.
Not really.
Oh, wouldn't. Oh, wait a minute. You were two when Live
Aid
happened.
What was it? Philadelphia and what?
And London.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they were both like right next to
no,
each other.
No, he had to fly. He flew the Concorde. He performed in London first, I think, and then he
that
flew
would make
to,
sense,
to Philadelphia.
They're 6 hours ahead. Right. So if he performed at 6 p.m.
So it was Wembley and then
and
Philadelphia.
In Philly at right. Like one, and then he could make the.
Got it.
So, all right.
All multiple choice here on the flip side of the card.
Oh, we flipped. He flipped.
Skipped, flipped.
All right.
Where were TV Colonel Hogan and his men kept prisoner? Was it Stalag 17, Reichstag 8, Wiener Werkstatt, or Stalag 13?
Wow.
13.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And I apologize to all the German speakers out there. I'm sure I butchered that.
Yeah. Stalag 17 was a really good movie. That's all I'm saying. Stalag 13 was all where right. Hogan's Heroes took place. But all right.
Esmeralda, what was the coveted commodity in the Australian sci-fi film The Road Warrior? Was it gasoline?
I can't help you, Esmeralda.
Was it gasoline, kangaroo meat, diamonds, and dirt?
Come on!
It was gasoline.
That is correct.
Okay.
For a second,
I thought it was water.
How they say
water
it.
World?
Gasoline.
I guess.
No, they have too much water in Water World.
Yeah, but they can't drink any of it because it's ocean water.
Oh yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But Kevin Costner pees into something
right,
and it changes into water that
well,
he can drink.
Well, see, they got to drink that.
Yeah, he was drinking his own pee at the beginning of the movie. That's like the first scene in the movie. That's why I love it so much, and I've been divorced because of it. I don't know. All right. Anyway,
reading up that the folks that are be flying to Mars, you know, they're trying to figure out how to sustain them on the trip, and they will be eating their own. Excrement. Apparently.
Like in the Martian.
To that point, yes, that he'll be used as fertilizer, but apparently they can transform it into some paste as well.
Oh,
that sounds
fantastic.
You can't give them
some snack packs? Some
space
RX
food,
bars?
Literally called space food.
Snack packs right to their belt loop.
Some granola bars?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Don't, if you have a sore throat, though, don't.
Right.
We learned that earlier.
I would rather eat that, though. Okay. The granola.
Yeah, so would I.
Regardless.
So would I. All right. How many more questions?
Two more questions.
Two? Oh, is this me?
Yes. Which of the following rock groups took their name from a Charles Dickens character? Was it Jethro Tull, Uriah Heep, Pink Floyd, or Mott the Hoople?
Uriah Heep.
That is correct. And our final question.
Esmeralda.
Which comedian is from Philadelphia? Sam Kinison, Janine Garofalo, Bill Cosby, or Richard Pryor?
Oh, gosh. What was the first one?
The first one was...
Kinison.
Sam Kinison, Janine Garofalo, Bill Cosby, or Richard Pryor?
This guy's going through some rough patches right now, by the way.
Oh.
Well, seeing as how two of them have passed away and the other one's a girl,
I think that
is correct.
I'm from Philadelphia, you see, with the Jell-O pudding pop and the Coca-Cola and the Theo and the pizza and the goo.
All right, it's 4-3, Esmeralda. I am in the lead.
Mm.
Wow, all right. Or as they say, you could have answered the Road Warrior question, as they say in Fury Road, you could have said gasoline. Because that's how they
either would have been acceptable.
Either would have been acceptable.
Okay.
But that's even Charlize Theron, and she's not, you know, she doesn't have an accent, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go. I have all the gasoline. That's how they say it.
Oh, boy.
I love that movie so much. All right. We got to stop here for weather and traffic. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are here till 5 a.m., and then it's Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 6 o'clock with your morning drive as the great Steve Cochran. And we are playing pop-up video. I currently have the lead 4-3 over Esmeralda. And look who came out from the retirement village. And he's here now, and it's Skip Skipley's back.
Guys, thanks for having me. How are you?
That means you get another punchki.
Oh, so lovely.
Shaped like a watch.
You may have noticed I kind of dragged my feet when I was leaving for the retirement village, hoping I would be called back for another punchki.
Well, you're back. Skip Skipley is back, and we are in the middle of pop-up video, and we are getting ready. The cats are in the street. I see Dave in the sports department with 14,000 cats running around. And
so
there's
so busy in that room.
It's busy. When Dave comes in during the pop-up video segment, it's just crazy.
That's the real reason Vic doesn't want people in the newsroom, because the sports department and the newsroom are just separated by a door and a window.
And he doesn't want 40,000 cats to run through the news department and eat all the punchkis.
Oh, yeah, they
so,
would.
There they go. So the cats are floating out here. Garbage cans are ready because Esmeralda's going to sing. What do we got?
We will be hearing Paula Abdul's It's Just the Way That You Love Me.
It's the second Paula Abdul song in a row that she had to sing.
That is true.
What is this song?
Just the Way That You Love Me.
I have no idea what the song is.
I think it goes, It's just the way that you love me. That's all I got.
Just repeat that
honestly,
a few times.
Yeah. Wow, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
It's just the way that you love me. Yeah. It's just the way. Yeah.
Wow. The cats just destroyed the sports department.
Yeah, they got
right
a little
now.
Mad.
Dave's going to have to clean up in there now.
Sorry, Dave.
All right, so there you go. Boy, I'm not going to answer any questions on this. On the first side of the
now
card.
I'm going to have to look that song up.
Nothing.
I remember, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think you'll be okay, though. This one's multiple choice for you.
Well, thank the Lord.
What was the name of Paula Abdul's debut album? Was it Forever Your Girl, Shut Up and Dance, Spellbound, or Head Over Heels?
Forever Your Girl.
That is correct.
I was just going to go Paula Abdul. It's her first album. I thought it would be self-titled. Okay.
Esmeralda. In 1987, Paula Abdul created the quote-unquote Velcro Fly dance step for what quote-unquote sharp-dressed group? So in 1987, Paula Abdul created the Velcro Fly dance step. It was for this quote-unquote sharp-dressed group.
That last part is what you got to...
Right. I get it.
Okay. Think about it.
Vic sharp. Is screaming over the cats.
Yeah,
sharp-dressed group. For ZZ Top.
That is correct.
Really? Yeah. Goodness.
They had a song called Velcro.
Ah.
And that's why they did, like, there's a dance thing.
Well, that's
they did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hey, the Spice Girls are reuniting. They're doing a reunion tour. They must have heard us.
Yeah, that's...
Wow, that's the reason they're doing it.
That's fine.
Wow. I was just, all right, I got distracted. I look up the TV, and then Spice Girls are reuniting. That's awesome. Okay.
Paula choreographed the end zone shuffle for what Jerry Maguire co-star? So the name of the actor is what we're looking for.
Right. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yes. That's correct.
God, that had to be choreographed. Jeez. did you flip?
I have flipped.
He's flipped.
Skip
He's all flipped.
Flipped.
Skip's flipped. It's 6-5, by the way. 6-5, I'm in the lead. All right.
First three, multiple choice.
Oh, boy.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. The production of what material was discontinued due in part to extreme sensitivity to heat? Is it A, alpaca, B, chintz, C, Kiana, D, lame?
Keanu Reeves?
The production of what material was discontinued due in part to its extreme sensitivity to heat? Was it alpaca, Chintz, Kiana, or LeMay?
Ah. Oh. Chintz?
That is incorrect.
Is it LeMay?
No, Kiana.
Okay. I was going to say.
It was Keanu. Keanu Reeves. Yeah. What the hell is that question?
What is Kiana?
What is that question?
It's probably her outfit was made of it or something.
I don't understand. I don't what has to
I got
do with
scared
her.
Because I was like, what? LeMay?
LeMay.
LeMay can't be gone.
All right. Huh?
What's Nick going to wear now?
Exactly. That's half my wardrobe.
It's a silky nylon fiber.
Hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Wonder if Keanu's ever worn
it. He's probably wearing it right now.
Yep. It's discontinued, though.
He's got a guy. what was made illegal for women by the New York City's 1908 Sullivan Ordinance? Was it A, going to bars, B, public nudity, C, smoking in public, D, attending vaudeville performances?
I'm going to say going to bars.
That is incorrect. Whoa. Smoking in public.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What TV show did Venus Flytrap from WKRP later star in? Was it Frank's Place, Dear John, Head of the Class, or Saved by the Bell?
They don't even give you the actor's name?
Nope.
Head of the Class.
That is incorrect.
No?
Frank's Place. Tim Reed, by the way, is the guy's name.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
He was in Sister, Sister.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I know.
I mean, they did, they did mention Saved by the Bell. You know, they could have thrown in a Sister, Sister reference.
Yeah. Here. Okay.
Our final question.
Oh, no. Well, Esmeralda, you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. All right, what's the final question, Skip?
The radio version of which Bruce Springsteen song included dialogue from Jerry Maguire?
Oh, and they don't give me multiple choice on this?
Ooh, the one non-multiple choice answer on this one.
Oh, man. I should know this because I love the movie. Badlands.
Secret Garden.
Wouldn't have got that in 43 years.
No idea.
43 years. Wow.
Secret Garden.
So now you're going to have to look up this and watch this video.
To see, oh, for that's for the way that you love me?
That's the way that you love me.
That's the way that you love me.
Oh, the cats have come alive again. Dave just got the room cleaned up now.
Sorry, Dave.
Dave's not happy. All right. 6-5, I won that one. It was a close one. All right, Esmeralda. Tomorrow, Herb Weisbaum is going to be here to help us out consumerly.
Very nice.
And it could take us 6 hours to get to work. Tomorrow and hours to get home.
I'll have those cats.
You'll have the cats to ride you home?
Yeah, to mush.
Yeah, mush. All right. All right. Thanks, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We got a break here. The news is coming up next.